You want to attain your fitness goals, right? You want to attain your life goals, right? Well, maybe they're faltering a little bit, a little start, stop, a little progress, a little fall back. Well, my guest today, Jared Grossman, can help with both. This is your podcast for health and inspiration. I'm your host, Bill Klaproth, and this is Which Way Is Life, episode number 62. My guest today, Jared Grossman, is a serial entrepreneur and co-founder of Muscle Prodigy and the MP 45-day workout program for the gym. Jared has helped transform thousands of lives around the globe with his famous 365 video series, which was originally aired on YouTube. Jared has quickly become sought after as one of the world's best life coaches and business consultants. And in his book, Cracking the Code, Jared shares 10 easy steps for success, leadership, and legacy. Jared, thank you for joining me today. I like to start the show with the one thing. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Beautiful. Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
Absolutely. So I think that a critical component to achieving the success you want in life is to have a vision of what that is. And usually that can start out by identifying certain people who you look up to. So they could be celebrities, for instance, and write them down on a piece of paper. Everybody who you look up to. And then from there, underneath, you're going to write down the specific qualities that all those people have. And this is a very good starting point or launch pad for understanding things that you need to work on because they're speaking out to you for a very specific reason. So if it's somebody's charisma or if it's somebody's humor or confidence, whatever those qualities are, sift them out, and you want to extract the useful in life and discard the useless. And then from there, you want to have actually a game plan or a strategy that you could put forth to actually learn how to be better at that thing. You can't just chalk it up as dumb luck that these people were born that way. There's a very unique science that probably went into it and a lot of hard work on that person's end to be able to be more charismatic or funny or whatever it is, or confident. And now you got to actually learn from the very best. So pick some people who are experts at that particular quality or field, and you want to absorb as much information from those people as possible and then immediately apply it. So if you learn something, it sounds good, and you have that aha moment, it's not enough for that to sort of just, you know, conceptualize in your brain. There's a difference between knowing something intellectually and actually doing it on a daily basis. So you have to apply it. So the next conversation that you're in or whatnot, how do you actually have a breakthrough? And that's by feeling some hesitancy or indecision in your brain, but then you do it anyway.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I love that, Jared. So have a vision, write down people that you look up to, write down the qualities they have, and then that gives you kind of a roadmap. You understand the things that you need to work on. So instead of looking up to somebody and somebody says to you, why do you like that person? You go, I don't know. They're cool. They're successful. So you really dig into what made them successful, understand that, compare that to yourself and go, okay, they did this, this, and this. I'm not good in these areas, so I need to work on these areas. That's a great strategy and easy tips to remember.
Absolutely. You got to break everything down to its smallest form. And when you can do that, that's where you can actually enhance and grow something.
Really cool. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. And before we dig into your story, let us in on your personal life a little bit. What brings you joy when you're not saving the world?
I don't know if I'm saving the world. I try, right? One person at a time. But what brings me joy? I've desensitized myself over the years. Where it used to take a lot to make me feel happy or joyful, and now all of a sudden, you know, being alive and above ground just makes me happy. So there's certain visualization techniques that I walk clients through, for instance, to be able to get to that state, because you want to have that power within you and at your fingertips to be able to change states, sort of like an actor, essentially, mm-hmm. but where you feel it. You're not just conceptualizing again. So something that I do on a regular basis is reenact childhood memories of mine where I was felt euphoric, for instance, certain moments, but then live it. Not just look at myself from a third party view, but like actually step into my body as a child, look at life through that lens, and you'll notice it's more of a bodily experience. It's not so much judgment with the head, and you want to you want to get there. So there's physiological techniques to be able to do it. And this way you can find happiness in many moments, you know, where most people don't find happiness in.
So you say find that favorite childhood memory or a memory that really brings you joy and jump back into it. Get into it. Really get in there and relive it.
Yeah, so bringing it into, like, crystal clear detail as much as possible. And doing the things that you did when you were a child in that moment. There were probably different physiological things that were going on. So you were moving your body a certain way. Maybe you were jumping in the air. You were probably making different kinds of noises or whatever. You want to actually reenact that as best you can, or at least as close to it as possible from your imagination. And you'll notice that you're going to feel differently. If you just put your hands in a V above your head, you're going to feel differently, right? And so when you open up that diaphragm and you smile, and the good way to tell a smile is if your eyes are creasing. And if they're not, it's really a fake smile. So it's a good way to tell if somebody's lying
right.
and not genuine, right? So if you could move the muscles in your face, that's often a good tell. But, you know, for a simplistic answer kind of thing, what brings me joy is spending time with my family, my girlfriend, going out to good restaurants, for instance, and enjoying good dining and good movies, for instance. But just learning is a very joyful experience for me, and just listening to the best, modeling the best kind of thing. And
right. Oh, that's very cool. And I loved your answer there, and I can see where that would pay health dividends right away. Well, quickly, I want to mention
Absolutely.
Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. All right, Jared, I want to get into health a little bit here. So I want to talk about your life. You were able to transform your body from a 96-pound freshman to double that and becoming a 3-time All-American wrestler, all without deprivation. Can you quickly share your story and what you learned in that journey and what we can take away from that?
Absolutely, yeah. So as you mentioned, scrawny little kid, I got picked on by my peers, got beat up by a kid younger than me, actually. I was a very embarrassing moment to get picked up from Boys and Girls Club for my father with welts on my forehead. I had to go into school that Monday morning and get laughed at. So that was sort of a catalyst for me. Again, I realized that if I want the world to change, I've got to really change. So it started with my body, and I was able to hit the weights. My childhood friend, Richie Allen, he was working out for a couple of years, and I had a few other friends. Art Gazmazian, for instance, he was the guy that I always looked up to in terms of his physique or whatnot. So learned a lot from him and just took to it like a sponge, read everything there was in terms of fitness and nutrition and diet and how the body responds to training and nutrition. And I applied lots of principles. So it didn't start without deprivation at first. I would go on no-carb diets. I would go on low-carb diets, low-fat. To use myself sort of as a guinea pig to understand what worked and what didn't. And I was able to, basically a decade of trial and error, essentially, to really just boil it down to a formula. But I was able to gain, for instance, 45 pounds, 50 pounds of muscle in over a summer, right? So I was able to get rapid change really fast, and a lot of other people saw that and were like, well, how do I do that? And eventually worked my way up to 215 pounds and eventually got down to 6% body fat. And I saw that transformation in the mirror, right? So then there was something going off in my brain that was like, well, I'm not a byproduct of circumstance. What else can I change? So it was just about understanding that there's way more out of life than what meets the eye, essentially. And it's just a constant quest of improvement.
So you did a lot of trial and error to really find out what works and what doesn't for you. You really put yourself through those steps.
I did. I don't recommend it for everyone. There's a better way, right? And the better way is just model the best. Find people who are the best at what they do, and there are certain rituals and techniques and tips that could give you shortcuts. But you want to study from a lot of different people in a way. So something that gave me inspiration was just like, for instance, Bruce Lee, where it was disrespectful back in the day to dojo to basically study more than one martial arts discipline. But his philosophy was that, well, you know, I can deny the other disciplines, but they're very useful, and I could use them whenever I want. So he would learn all these different disciplines, and it had that power within him. So I think it's important to understand lots of concepts, and that's where my sort of, training came into play, was where I took the best from the bodybuilding community, the best from the powerlifting community, and from elite athletes. All three of those, because I think that there's great techniques and rituals and tips and hidden secrets within those communities that you want to adopt, and they give you shortcuts, and you compress sort of like the decades of trial and error kind of down to, you know, a few weeks, months, or even days in some cases, you know. So I think that's highly, highly powerful when you break it down like that.
Write those things down, or those things you want to emulate or do, and understand the qualities that are within, and then through that, find out where you need to improve.
Absolutely, yeah. And then you could create sort of your own formulation, you know, I believe. So for me, I created this concept called high-intensity stimulation training, which I believe is the best way to produce a muscular response. And that's bringing the body to a complete level of failure. But for most people, failure is if you can't do 200 pounds on the bench press 8 times, you do it 7 times. So the 8th time, you're struggling, you can't get it up, you need help. Most people consider that failure. But in reality, you could probably lower the weight to 170 pounds and probably get several more reps right away. So the muscle technically did not go to failure. It just went to failure at that weight. So the idea is theoretical failure is not being able to do 1 pound for one rep. Now, that's, you know, a little lofty goal in a way, and it's not very practical. You lift cans of tuna fish, you know. But the idea is to create some sort of systems that create such a deep response. You know, you could tap a pencil with a dynamite stick, rather, I'm sorry, with a pencil all day long, and nothing's going to happen. But if you take a hammer, one shot's enough to make it explode. And that's mm-hmm. sort of how the body works. You got to give it a reason for it to respond a different way, and adding on muscle mass, for instance, is actually counterintuitive to survival when you think about it, because it requires more energy to sustain, right? So the body doesn't know how much weight you're lifting. It doesn't care that you want to build muscle. It needs to experience a stress in order to do it that makes it recognize, okay, this is necessary to survive. So you need to trick your body, as Arnold Schwarzenegger used to say. He used to switch up his routines all the time and say, hi, you didn't think I was going to do this, and go right to the pull-up bar right after bench press, right? So it was just understanding that kind of concept that my body needs to be tricked, essentially, and put to sort of, you know, what other people would call extreme limits. That's what I did. Now, I don't recommend that, you know, throughout your whole life or for people who aren't an elite athlete or competing necessarily to really exhaust themselves to where they can't think. But the idea is, if you want to change, you got to give your body a reason to change, ultimately.
So through the lessons that you learned in fitness, was that the inspiration for your brand and products, Muscle Prodigy and the MP 45-day workout program?
Yeah, so Richie Allen and I, we saw a deficiency in the marketplace in terms of fitness, especially back going over a decade ago. It wasn't like it was today. You know, it was catered to this hardcore bodybuilding community that many of them were enhancing with drugs and looking for an unnatural approach. And that wasn't something that we really stood by. You know, we loved the bodybuilding community. We respected it. But we weren't willing to risk our bodies in that sense of taking steroids, for instance, right? So there wasn't that much information catered to this, you know, this fitness community who wanted to be all natural and do it in certain vessels like that, right? There was no such thing as CrossFit back then. So we just saw a need in the marketplace for great health and fitness information. And then from there, because we recognize total contradictions in the same magazine. The recommending one workout routine and the complete next page is recommending something totally contradictory. So it's a routine that completely contradicts it. So it's like, where's the consistency here? And we wanted to create sort of a more of a consistent intermediary of information, and we do believe that we've accomplished that, and we've stood by our main program, MP45, these principles of high-intensity stimulation training throughout everything that we do.
So let's talk about MP45 a little bit and your brand a little bit more. So you help debunk fitness myths that have existed for decades. You were just kind of talking a little bit about what it was like back then. So what's the biggest fitness myth that needs debunking?
The biggest myth that needs debunking. I think a lot of people are still caught up in calories in, calories out, which is, you know, if I just ask you, you know, if you were to eat 3,000 calories of Sour Patch Kids as opposed to 3,000 calories of grilled chicken, sweet potatoes, oatmeal, do you think your body would react the exact same way? And most people intuitively know that's not the case, right?
So right.
The calories in, there's a hormonal, you know, environment that's at play, which a lot of people aren't really talking about, an anabolic hormonal environment that needs to be stimulated in a way. So that's definitely one of them. So the types of foods are more important, and how you can basically intuitively eat your way to great health. I think that's something that people are getting onto these deprivation diets, for instance, or thinking that it has to be so structured to the point where it becomes painful. It becomes a rigorous game, and it sucks the enjoyment out of health. I think that fitness is fun.
Okay, so for someone listening now that once they get started with fitness or on this start, stop, they can't keep it consistent, they can't stick with it, can you share any tips for somebody to get started and finally stick with it?
Yeah, so a great thing to get started with is you got to find a role model, usually, who's already achieved the results that you want, because then it's going to give you the idea that it's possible. You know, something that was very, very difficult to do to the point where people thought it was actually impossible was run the 4-minute mile, right? So the first one to do that we know is Roger Bannister. And the only way that he was able to do it, the first one, was he had to see it in his mind. He worked with a trainer who helped him visualize him beating this 4-minute mark over and over again in his head, to the point where it became almost synonymous with his body that it actually was able to get it done during the event, during the race, right? Then right after he did that, there were dozens of people who did it that year, I believe, and now hundreds of people have done it after that, right? So the hardest thing to do is basically be the first one to do it. Mm-hmm. And in the case of fitness, for instance, you're not the first one to do it. There's people who probably started way more overweight than you, for instance, who got a body that you wanted, right? So it's possible. That's the first like starting point, to just understand that your situation is not as unique as you think it is. And now it's just a matter of getting some mentorship in a way, or a role model who can sort of jumpstart you to say, hey, this is where I was, this is where I am, this is how change is possible, this is how I can change my dieting habits or my training habits, or make it a priority of mine. And once you have that inside you, now you have a belief, and that belief is really powerful. Because that's where it starts. If you don't believe it's possible, then there's no way you're going to stick through something. So once you have that, now you actually want to then focus more on the strategy once you have the psychology right. And the strategy would be to make these changes as simple as possible. So what I recommend is you go to the grocery store on Sunday, for instance, and you buy healthy foods that you study from your role model or whatever plan you got. For instance, we offer a plan, MP45, that walks you through a lot of this stuff, but buy groceries that are going to serve you during the week. And then you can cook all those foods all on Sunday and Tupperware them for the week. So this way you have sound choices to make. And then you want to schedule in a couple of, whether it's cheat meals or off days, earned days, I call them, where you get to zag a little through life. You get to enjoy. You get to have fun. And this way, even when you come off of those off days, you're actually going to look forward to eating clean, because you feel, oftentimes you feel better, you know, when somebody gets addicted to it. So it gives them that contrast in essence. So that's where I would definitely recommend that they start. And then if you haven't signed up for a gym, you sign up for a gym and get a workout partner, for instance, somebody who's maybe at the same level of you, similar goals, or someone even better than you, because they're going to push you. Somebody already has a physique that you want, and then keep reassessing every day with what that future vision of yourself is.
Well, those are great tips and easy to remember. So remember that it's possible. Have a belief. I have a role model or mentor to help you through. Make changes as simple as possible, which makes total sense. And then, as you say, buy good food, research, cook on Sunday, Tupperware for the week. So those are great steps to get yourself started on your journey towards good health. Well, Jarrett, you are not only a fitness pro, you are also a leadership guru. So I just want to shift gears a little bit. In your book, Cracking the Code, you share easy tips for success, leadership, and legacy. Can you quickly run down some of those tips for us?
Yes, absolutely. So the first thing that I walk people through is really understanding what they truly want out of life. And a lot of things that we think we want, whether it's I want to make more money in my career, I want to get a different career, whatever it is, are usually surface level wants. And there's nothing wrong with that, but usually it doesn't have enough juice to push you through something, for instance, because I call it the slingshot effect, that the deeper your reasons, the further the slingshot goes back, and it's going to push you through, right? So if you're working out, for instance, I'll give you an analogy, to get a girl, right? As soon as you get the girl, then what? You're probably not going to work out anymore, right? So you have to have deeper reasons to stay committed in something, and then what in essence I get people to really understand and think is what they really want out of life, which is almost with everyone I've worked with, it's always the same. When you really break it down, it's fulfillment. It's a concept of twofold, achieving your inner blueprint and then also feeling at peace within, right? And what I mean by that is achieving your inner blueprint is that we all have a destiny or a purpose in life. And it's like our DNA is sort of like a seed going into the ground, and that seed is going to grow up to be a certain type of tree, whether it's an oak tree, a pine tree, right? Well, you were destined to be somebody. And if you don't achieve everything that's in your inner blueprint or what you were supposed to, you're going to feel, for lack of a better word, unfulfilled, right? So it's an understanding that you've got to care for it with water and sunlight. You got to become somebody. You got to grow up a certain way with this type of tree and these types of leaves and whatnot. And it could be a 100-foot oak tree. It's going to be a little longer of a process probably to become that person, that ideal version of yourself ultimately. And then the second thing is it's all for naught, because you could achieve, but if you don't find the beauty in it, and if you're not feeling good about it, because you ask an important thing is the joy. If you don't enjoy the process and enjoy it along the way, then it's all for naught. Right. So you have to both enjoy the process, and when you're at that finish line, so to speak, you've achieved the certain goals and the dreams that you've had for yourself, and that it's ultimately going to fill you up inside. Right. So that's something that is important to just understand and assess. And then you work backwards from there. Well, what allows me to achieve my inner blueprint? Well, first you have to know what the blueprint is. If you're going to get in the car, you want to travel somewhere and end up somewhere nice, you have to have a destination, right? And most people are looking to stumble across Los Angeles and the beautiful bright lights and Hollywood or whatnot, but then they end up in a cornfield and then they're disappointed. It's because they usually didn't have that destination in crystal clear detail of, well, this is exactly what I want, and it's organic, right? Because a lot of us have dreams and goals, for instance, that I call they're not organic, they're not natural to the universe, and it's more of an ego gratification that's getting in the way because you saw somebody else have it and you think that it's good, what you're supposed to have, but it's not really what your soul wants, right? So I walk people through really understanding that, and we've all had glimpses of who we're going to be in the future, for instance. And we don't chalk it up as that. A lot of times they're just like these random images that pop up and we brush them under the rug. But my whole thing is to really connect with what those are, because that's a good indication of what you're supposed to do in this life. That I believe it's almost like a, if I can analogize it, like a CD-ROM you know, when you put that in, and these days we don't really have that, but when you put that into the CD player and you hit play, you're listening to the music for the very first time, but all the information was encoded on the disc before you even popped it in, right? Right after you took it out of the package. So I believe very much that life is in a way very similar, that the information is sort of encoded in there of who we're supposed to be, and things will magically unfold, and people will come across in your life, and opportunities will come. And this is what Einstein, I believe, was referring to, as you're either going to see everything as a miracle or not, that a lot of stuff is planned out for you in a way, but it's up to you to be able to see it and seize those opportunities, and that's an internal game. And that I do believe we have 100% control over is the meaning we attach to things, and our mindset going into things, and just like our heart, where it is in terms of the purity, the intent there. Do we see the good in things, the good in people, the good in the universe, or do we like to blame? Do we like to blame people? Mm-hmm. Do we like to blame God for our problems? Do we like to blame external circumstances? And the less you do that, the more power you get. That's my firm belief.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I love that phrase, your inner blueprint, and it's in there. You've got to access it, right? You've got to get it out of there.
Yes.
That's really good. And understand your deeper reasons and fulfillment and find the beauty in it and enjoy the process. That's all really good stuff. Achieving your inner blueprint. So I love that phrase. That's so cool. Well, coming up, we get the high five from my guest today, Jared Grossman. But if I could ask a quick favor, I have one simple goal for this podcast. I want people to walk away with something they've heard to improve their life, to make their life better, to have more meaning and joy in their life. So if you could, after the interview with Jared, hop on over to iTunes. If you have an iTunes account, rate and review the podcast. Just search Which Way Is Life. And if you do that for me, I gain a wider audience, and it gives us a chance to help more people, and that's what this podcast is all about. The High Five with Jarrett is next. Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way Is Life, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. So if you like listening to podcasts like this one, you're going to love Audible.com. So I would recommend you check it out and browse all the books you can download for free with a 30-day trial. Just go to audibletrial.com/ and then type in Which Way Is Life. Again, that's audibletrial.com/ Which Way Is Life for your free audio book. Time for the high five with my guest today, Jarrett Grossman. Jarrett, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Question number one. Here we go. What are you most passionate about today?
So that is imparting wisdom to get people to better understand themselves. If I could articulate it in one sentence, and that took me a long time to figure out, but that is definitely what I'm most passionate about.
Oh, that's cool. I love that. All right. Question number two. If you could go back in time, what advice would you give your younger self?
Yeah. Okay. Great question. So I think it would be stop stressing so much that things are sort of going to play out the way that they're going to play out a little bit more than you think. And you just need to enjoy the process a little bit more and just see the purpose in everything, the meaning in everything that's mm-hmm. going on. And don't just shrug it off that you know better, because that's really an ego game. And just try to find the deeper reason.
That's good. Stop stressing. Enjoy, which a lot of us just have a hard time doing, and find that deeper meaning in it all. So cool. Okay, question number three. What's the best piece of advice you were ever given?
Great question. So I think a great piece of advice that I learned was everyone is your superior, that there's nobody that you can't learn from, essentially, that everybody has something to offer. And what we often like to do is blanket people as being good or bad people or right or wrong. And then we just discard everything that they're saying, you know, I know you sometimes talk politics on your show, right? So
oftentimes
we just completely blanket the other side as just being totally wrong, but we don't, you know, recognize, well, there's a lot of strengths in terms of what they're saying or weaknesses or whatnot, but you want to sift out as best as you can from individuals per se, that there's lots of great things that they're doing. Whether it's, you know, Donald Trump or Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, you know, there's lots of good things that you could take away from anybody. And, of course, everybody's flawed or has weaknesses or whatnot. So how how do you just overlook those? You know, you'll never have any friends in your life, for instance, if you just focus on the flaws. You know, so if you can overlook it through them, you can overlook it through strangers too, and it's just connected to that.
That is so true. In our highly partisan world, I think some of us or many may have the tendency to throw away friends or potential relationships because, oh, that person's a Republican. Forget them. I'm not going to deal with them. Or that person's a liberal. No, I'm not going to deal with that person. They're a liberal. Yes. Screw them. When there's so much more underneath that connects us and binds us, if you just go deeper than I'm a Republican or a Democrat. So I think we need to be 100%. Watchful for that. And we need to dig in deep and really understand people on a more intimate, deeper level. Because you will find things that we all share in common so much more than the things that divide us. So I love what you had to say there. All right. Question number four. Do you have a favorite quote you can share with us?
Yes, absolutely. So this one actually really stood out to me. It's, he that receives should never forget, and he that gives should never remember.
And that's an important lesson. No question about it. And we're going to put that quote up on the show notes page at radiomd.com. In fact, all of Jarrett's high five questions and answers will be on there. Just search radiomd.com, look for my podcast, and you'll see the whole show notes page with everything Jarrett and I talked about today. And last question, Jarrett, number five, finish this sentence. Throughout my life, the most important thing I've learned is...
The most important thing I learned is that every decision you make matters, and even the small ones that you don't think have any consequence. It's all about whether you're going to act with good intent during that decision or bad intent, essentially. And then there's an energy in the universe, you know. So I take it so far as if I feel a certain energy in terms of a place that I'm going to get coffee, for instance, from. Right. And either there's Starbucks or there's Dunkin' Donuts or there's a local coffee shop. I try to feel the energy in the universe, so to speak, of where I should go, because there's a power in that. And I think there's a power in everything that you do, whether it's writing this word in the article that you're going to write or a different word that you thought about. And where is the purity? And the more you connect with that, the more you see the beauty in everything.
Very cool. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. I appreciate it. Jarrett, how can we connect with you?
So hop on to mp45.com, M as in Mary, P as in Paul, 45.com. And that is the MP45 program that I discussed earlier in terms of the high-intensity stimulation training, day by day, meal by meal, exercise by exercise. I'm going to tell you exactly what to do. I compressed this decades of trial and error down into 45-day roadmap that you can actually follow, and then from there, once you get in your fitness unlocked and whatnot, then you obviously you're going to want to ante up the game like I did in terms of, well, how do I become better at influencing and leadership and career and developing my business acumen and enjoying this whole process, like I mentioned, in terms of personal development. Hop onto JarrettGrossman.com, JARET. Season Tom Grossman, GRossman.com. And you can watch, I put out a video every day for a year, for instance, on mindset and success. And you could follow along on the blog there. And of course, reach out to me if you're interested in personal development coaching 101.
I've seen the videos. They're terrific. Go check that out. And we're going to put all the links on the show notes page at radiomd.com. All right, Jarrett, well, thank you so much for your time today. I really enjoyed talking with you, and thank you for sharing all your cool stuff with us today. And before we go, I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite quotes, which is, remember to enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Jarrett, thank you again.
Amazing. Yeah, and that's a powerful quote. Awesome stuff. Thanks so much for having me.
So fun talking with Jarrett. I love guys like that are trying to make the world a better place. And thank you for listening. Hopefully you're getting something out of these podcasts. Which Way is Life? It's your roadmap to a healthier, inspired life. And if you could, just hit subscribe on iTunes or my show page at radiomd.com to catch every episode. And if I could ask a favor, please take 30 seconds and rate and review the podcast on iTunes. The reason being is we want to attract more people just like you to the show. And the only way we can do that is if you rate it, which helps the show gain more visibility. So if you could do that, I would really appreciate it. Which Way Is Life is produced by RadioMD.com, award-winning health podcasts. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at Which Way Is Life on Twitter and Facebook. You can also check out the show notes at RadioMD.com for all of my episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well.